That is Robert Molaotsi.
Azania Mosaka on 702.
Next we go to Michael van Niekerk. He is ASP Fire CEO because he's got some great tips on how we can protect ourselves in our homes in this cold weather in order for us to be fire safe. Michael, thank you so much. We start with the emergency side of things, you know, in case there is a fire. But of course, we can do a lot to make sure it doesn't get to that point. What are some of the things that we can do in our homes? Are there checks that we can do on a regular basis to make sure that we are not at risk of having a fire?
Good afternoon, Zania. Yes, there certainly are. I think the most important thing is to just use a lot of common sense. You know, a house is full of combustible items and all they need is an heat source and then we'll have a fire. So I think the most important thing to do is when you have a heater or when you have a fire or if you have any heat source in the home, keep it away from combustible items, clothing, bed linen, curtains, furniture. I know when it gets really cold, we try and get as close as possible to the heater to cozy up. And that's the worst thing to do because if you were to fall asleep with that heater close to your bed and your bed linen starts igniting, you're going to have a fire. So I think it's important just to be common sense. And if you have a liquid fuel like paraffin or something else that you're using to fire your heater or your stove with, just think about it falling over and making sure that there's nothing it can burn around it. We'll try, if you do have the means, to try and control that. A lot of us have wood fireplaces as well, and when a wood fire goes, they crackle and throw burning embers around. And just, again, make sure there's no carpets or things close to that fire that could possibly catch a light.
Yeah.
And then you asked me about checks you can do beforehand. And especially with electric heaters and gas heaters, is to install hoses. Make sure that all those connections are firm, that the hoses haven't perished, and that your electric heater doesn't have a knot in it or something that's going to possibly cause an electrical short and then also cause a subsequent fire from that. So use common sense and just take care, as you would with most of the things around the house.
Absolutely. The last time we had the Charlotte Makleke Academic Hospital fire and the Cape Town fires happening around the same time, and we ended up having, you know, conversation about fires in the home, and a number of people came commented about how extinguishers really prevented what could have been a disastrous situation, having an extinguisher within the home. But then there were questions that came up about what type of extinguisher would be best, because of course the sources of fires are so different, and how they should be serviced and looked after. I remember putting a fire safety plan in my home, you know, not sophisticated, but kind of telling everybody this is what we do, and being nervous about even trying it, you know, just demonstrating this is how you use an extinguisher. So just fill us in on this much needed tool in the home, and how does it compare to blankets and sand? How effective are those in comparison?
Sure. So a fire extinguisher and a dry chemical powder fire extinguisher is probably the most useful extinguisher you can have in the home. They're multi-purpose. You can use them on different types of fires, and they're effective in knocking down the flames, and that allows you to hopefully either put the fire out or control the fire to a size that allow you to escape. And I think the most important piece of advice to give homeowners is if there's a fire and it's larger than, say, a size of a chair, get out.
Oh.
The smoke is going to kill you. If you cannot put a fire out before it gets really large, you're going to be wasting your time. And rather spend time and effort getting elderly, disabled family members, young family members, don't forget your pets as well, and get them out of a house, especially if you do happen to stay in a multi-story house or if you stay in an apartment that's on an upper level in an apartment block. Get out. Don't try and become a hero. And I know all of us have got very valuable and precious belongings and photographs and computers and CDs and cell phones. They're not worth your life. So if you cannot put a fire out very quickly, or if you wake up to a fire and it's already fairly large, get out. A fire blanket can definitely help when you have an oil fire on the stove or any other thing that's burnt on the stove. And it can also help you pass an area where there is a fire, because it will protect you momentarily from that heat. So if you were to, for argument's sake, even have a wet blanket and then just drape it over you, and you had to get past the source of the fire very quickly, that would shield you momentarily. But it's not going to last for a very long time, because it obviously is combustible as well. So having a fire extinguisher, if you can afford it, very, very good idea. A powder fire extinguisher is generally the best type to have, and they need to be checked every year. You can just look at the gauge. They all have a little gauge on them. And if you see that the gauge is in the green, then your fire extinguisher is good. It must be serviced as well, and at least every 5 years they need to check the powder and possibly change it. And then when you use a fire extinguisher, there's a lovely little rhyme to remember. It's called POSS, and it stands for you pull the pin out. There's normally a pin you can pull out. You aim the nozzle at the base of the fire. You squeeze the trigger, and then you use a sweeping motion to actually try and suppress that fire as you are discharging the fire extinguisher on the base of the fire, at the bottom of the flames and not the top of the flames, because you want to kill the fuel that's burning and not just cool down the flames or the top of the flames.
Wow, that's so helpful. So we should think of it as pass. So we pull, point, and this is at the base of the fire, and then the sweeping motion to get rid of the fire.
Correct.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Michael. I have no doubt we'll be leaning on you from time to time, because with whether it's the changing climate or, you know, with the recent history, whether it's because we're in winter, we need these reminders on fire safety. And perhaps we can also look at a plan, a fire safety plan in more detail on another occasion. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Fanica, ASP, Fire CEO. He's a fire safety expert, and he was joining us there just to give us some tips on how to protect ourselves.